Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for December 4th. And with this, we finish up the book of Daniel. And today in our reading, we get more details about a particular man that is a descendant of one of the four generals that established their own kingdoms after the death of Alexander the Great, where they parceled up his empire. And this particular individual, who was not by dint of birth eligible to be an heir to the king of that particular kingdom, he is nevertheless a descendant of that king and makes his way into power through intrigue and alliances and deception and so on. Well, his name actually he's a very historic figure that was well known in the day as Antiochus Epiphanes. Turns out that he is a really bad guy who uses deception and violence, intrigue. He was not shy of murdering rivals, making alliances with people that would give him an advantage, and so on. He was a very bad guy in the time. Now God is giving Daniel understanding about this particular person in the future. And then he goes on to say that he stands as a prototype, as a prefiguring of one who would be like him, but to the nth degree at the end of time, at the close of this age of humanity's existence on the earth. And he's given the title in the book of the New Testament, particularly in the book of Revelation and the writings of John and the teachings of Jesus, as the Antichrist, the one who is opposed with every fiber of his being to the Messiah. Well, this Antiochus Epiphanes did all sorts of things that made him such a prototype figure for the Antichrist. He was a man that did not pay attention to the laws of the day such as they were. He went into the holy city of Jerusalem and took it and put up in the temple of God, a temple to Zeus, a temple to the Greek gods that he served and that his kingdom and the kingdoms of the generals descended from Alexander had all served. And he set up an altar there and forbade the worship of God Most High, of Yahweh God, the Lord. He even banned, under penalty of death, the possession of the Hebrew scriptures. So he's a really bad guy, but he's just a prefiguring of the one that would come, described in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and in the book of Revelation, as one who is lawless, who is deceitful, who's wicked at his very core, who serves as the one who opposes in every measure possible the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Lord Jesus Christ. But as we know with Antiochus Epiphanes and know for the future with the Antichrist, he will not prevail. He'll come to his end. And as Daniel is receiving this revelation from the angel, I love the words that the angel gave to him as he closed up his time with Daniel, and the book finishes on this remarkably wonderful note. And when he had said, when the angel told Daniel what would happen and some of the details of the timing and the events to take place, he turned to Daniel and said with these closing words, "As for you, go your way till the end. You will rest. And then at the end of the days, you will rise to receive your allotted inheritance." And that's the case for all of us. We may not see with our eyes in this life the events that are described here, but we know they're coming. And it is very possible that we will see them take place. But the promise that the angel left Daniel with, which is absolutely wonderful, should be the promise of our hearts that takes us through every day and every season of life. "As for you, go your way till the end. You will rest, and then at the end of the days, you will rise to receive your allotted inheritance. Maranatha, come soon, Lord Jesus. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.